And now here's your chance to keep in touch in a big way. This begins our Vents Day segment, our weekly chance for you to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week on The Exchange on Vents Day, we're talking about the torture report and the softening of bank regulations. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx at jeffnet.org. We don't usually run two topics from Congress, but after last week, how could we resist? Let's deal with torture first. The Senate Intelligence Committee put out that executive summary of its huge report on CIA interrogations of suspected foreign terrorists. The CIA boss and his predecessors prefer the term enhanced interrogation techniques, or EITs. Critics say the techniques amount to torture, sleep deprivation, waterboarding, death threats, rectal feeding, and rectal hydration. The storylines were in place before the report was out. The Senate committee's position is that the techniques did not lead to any usable information. Former Vice President Dick Cheney dismissed the report as full of crap, his words, and said he'd do it again in a minute. Anything you hear or see in this report or the reports on the report sound like torture to you? And even if it did, were the interrogations justified? Would they be justified if they saved lives? 800-838-3760 or jx at jeffnet.org. Topic two is one of the many surprises tucked into the $1.1 trillion appropriations bill passed last weekend. One of the sections of the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reforms will be repealed. It's the section dealing with swaps, one of the financial instruments that helped crash the economy. The section did not ban the swaps, but said the federal government would not bail out an entity that traded them. So get it? Taxpayers are back on the hook if swaps crash a company. So what do you think? Let the financial types have their fun or put strong rules back in place? This and torture are Vents Day topics. Your calls and emails more than welcome. Back to take them in 1 minute. We go first to Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. When I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, you know, there was no doubt that, you know, we were the good guys. And somehow, since the passing of the Patriot Act, we've seem to have lost the moral high ground, and now I'm ashamed of some of the things my country has done. And, you know, one of my big questions is, how do we regain that moral high ground? Or are we just as bad as the worst of them?
That's, you
know, at this point, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. So, I mean, these are the kinds of things that certainly our leaders and fictional heroes didn't talk about doing in the time you're talking about growing up. I mean, we're talking about Captain America, Superman, our fictional heroes, and, you know, they didn't even tell lies, let alone torture people.
And in terms of the banks, those who do not remember history are doomed to repeat it. I mean, we were supposed to fix a lot of stuff like that through Dodd-Frank's, and now we've, you know, once again thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, interesting to see parts of Dodd-Frank getting repealed already before it's even been fully implemented. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Vent your spleen politely on the contents of the torture report, what it says about America and where we are going, or the softening of bank regulations, the Dodd-Frank bank regulations, one particular section dealing with swaps to be repealed by the appropriations bill passed by Congress last weekend. Your thoughts, please. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx at jeffnet.org. Here's Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hey, Jeff. I've got to go. Oh, no, I'm fine here, I guess. I'm of two minds on the torture issue. The reason interrogations and military intelligence occurs is to protect and save the lives of the people that are working on our side, and to a degree to reduce the casualties on the other side. If you can work smart, you work there. This is nothing new in the course of the world. You know, in Vietnam we were throwing people out of helicopters. You'd throw the first one out and then wait and ask the second one the questions. And I know that, I understand that happened. I don't know for a fact that happened.
Right.
In Korea, we did some pretty bad things also. And I'm sure during the Second World War, for First World War, American Civil War, so on. You know, war is an ugly business, no matter how you look at it. It's not what you see on TV. It's not what you hear in the radio. It's not what you read in print. So from that perspective, I have to say that if the techniques are effective, and if they fall within what is acceptable according to the various international conventions that have been signed, then that's fine. If not, then we become a pariah state. Now, the fact that we still have war and the fact that we still have torture shows how failed an experiment we are as a species, which takes me to the second point, and that is that with the banking system, it shows that we are a failed society and a failed culture. We can't keep our finances straight. And if you were an individual and you can't keep your finances straight, you're going to be on the street. That's where we're going to wind up.
All right. Some grave thoughts there. Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're asking you to vent your spleen politely on the topics of the torture report, the CIA torture report put out by the Senate Intelligence Committee a week ago, and the softening of bank regulations, the rolling back of one portion of the Dodd-Frank reforms coming with this appropriations bill that passed both houses of Congress last weekend. It was one of those bills that gets everything done at the same time, passes the budget about 2 months late, and then deals with a lot of other things along the way. Not things like money for Oregon counties. That was not included in this bill, but stuff like rolling back the bank regulations that did make it in. What do you think? What do you think about the United States torturing people? What do you think about the United States saying, no, we don't torture people anymore? What do you think about the validity of torture or enhanced interrogation techniques, whatever you want to call them, if it is a process that is firmly believed can save lives? And you can dispute whether or not that is the case yourself. 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Say, I'll talk about torture a little bit. I was a Vietnam vet, Marine Corps, and just as a sidebar, boot camp in the Marine Corps at that time was designed to be like what it would be like if you were captured by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of techniques that are used by the enemy to torture you or whatever you want to call it were used by the Marine Corps to sort of get you ready for that, I guess. But the thing is that they also told us in the Marine Corps, if you get caught, just tell them what they want to know, because they're going to just torture you anyway, and chances are what you tell them will be changed within 2 days of what you told them that day anyway, and so, or the information would be completely bad or wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And the last point I want to make is that I don't think torture works. I think that smart interrogators, people who really know. I was around some guys that did interrogating, and they were all psychologists,
mm-hmm.
psychiatrists. And these guys could get anything out of anybody, and basically they just did it by talking to them. But they knew what to listen to and how to interpret what they were listening to.
Interesting. So they're good listeners and knew which levers to move to get some results.
Well, but it wasn't even levers. They talked to them about things that had nothing to do with, you know, the subject. Nothing. They'd talk about what these people would like to do for a hobby but they could figure out over a period of time. And they'd have different interrogators talk to, you know, the same person, and you'd use the same techniques, but only ask different. And they could find out so much stuff, it was unbelievable.
Hmm. I heard the same
thing. In the case of, like, say, we had captured a guy who was going to had put a bomb and was going to blow up something here in the United States, and it was on a timer, you know, like the movie scenario.
Right.
He would never, or she would never tell. Because that would defeat their whole purpose. They, you know, they're just not going to tell. They figure you're going to kill them anyway. And so why tell? Just, you know, get it on. And so I just think that if you really want to find information out, you know, what's the old saying, sugar?
You attract more bees with honey than you do with vinegar?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take it from that point. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange on this Vents Day. Vent your spleen on what we're talking about here. Be polite. Our topics, the torture report and the softening of bank regulations in the Congressional Appropriations Bill that passed last week. And we're talking about repealing the section that takes the government off the hook for swaps. In other words, with this repeal, we end up back on the hook for propping up a company that gets too aggressive in swaps and ends up losing its shirt in the process. Do we lose our shirts as taxpayers as well? Should we? What's the appropriate way to deal with the banks that are, quote-unquote, too big to fail? 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Richard in Glendale, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. It's good to be on Vents Day. I was going to talk about torture, but then you brought up the financial thing.
Well, you can take both. You're not restricted to one.
Well, I mean, if you look at it a certain way, I mean, America voted all these people in last November, and we're getting what we deserve, basically. I mean, if you're going to vote for somebody that is against your interests, don't expect them to do anything for your interests.
That's a good point, yeah. If you think they disagree with you, don't vote for them.
But on the torture one, I know the standards of our society are involved in this debate, but it seems like torture used to be, well, the rack and driving things under people's fingernails, and it used to be a lot more torturous?
I mean, they're more bloody, I guess, is what you're looking for?
More physical, more painful, more, I mean, from what I don't know a lot about it, but, I mean, they used to people do some hideous things to people, and I just don't see the equivalency here. I mean, I know drowning is a really big fear for people, but, you know, the waterboarding thing, but I guess I'm just a little bit divided on this, whether it's torture or means to get information.
All right, so...
I think of torture as actually, all right, let's break his leg and see what he says. All right, we're going to break your other leg. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to start cutting off fingers. You know, that's torture.
Yeah. Okay, so it's just not as bloody, I guess, is what you're talking about. Richard, thanks for the call. Good to have you on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You can call in as well. Let us hear your opinion on the torture report, the methods used, the validity of those methods used, whether anything like that should be used in the name of America, regardless of what we gain from it. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic, the softening of bank regulations that came with the appropriations bill last week, and I'll explain that a little further as we go along here. You can join us. Let's hear your thoughts. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's an email from Joe in Talent. Joe writes, President Obama continues to break my heart and my faith in the Democratic Party and the democratic process. Elected with a list of mandates, he's continued to sell his supporters out to the banks, Wall Street, the defense establishment, and the big insurance companies. We have clear evidence that the Bush administration lied us into a war that killed thousands of Americans and even more Iraqis and Afghans, engaged in torture, and no one is held responsible. Can I claim the same immunity when I break the law? Doubtful. Now, with the new budget deal, another gift to Wall Street, allowing the same sort of lack of regulation that caused the 2008 recession. When does it end? Joe in Talent continues, it's clear now more than ever we don't have a functional government for the people. And with the prospect of a Bush-Clinton election in 2016, just turn the lights out. The coup is complete. So writes Joe in Talent. Your thoughts? about bank regulations just softened by the appropriations bill or the torture report put out by the Senate a week ago and all the many implications contained therein. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Shane in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to add one more thing. You know, I'm also one of those a little bit embarrassed on what our country's been up to, and I think it's a different thing to give people leeway during war if you're on the battlefield and things happen, and not holding people quite as accountable for things that happen in the heat of war, but it's a different thing when it's a policy. I also want to say that one of the most important things to me is that the report showed was that I believe it was six people that we deemed that were completely innocent that we did this to. You know, so we talk about these are bad actors, and the previous caller said, you know, these are bad guys. Well, not everybody that we do things to, and we're not always right in the people we grab. And it's one thing when the guy is definitely, you know, it's Osama bin Laden and, you know, pull his fingernails out, but it's another thing when you grab a guy off, you know, off the battlefield that maybe is just a father and isn't really a bad guy. You know, maybe he just got caught up in or sold out by somebody else. We know that a lot of those people were being paid by the CIA to grab people, and so people were just being grabbed for money and accused of things that they weren't doing. And that was one of the most damning things I think the report showed, was that six people were innocent, and we did that to them. And as far as the report goes on as far as the appropriations bill, you know, I say hold on and get used to it, because we were, you know, unfortunately elected the Republicans, and they're back after our economy. And we spent quite a while regrowing it and get ready to have it torn down. And hope to God we don't get a Republican president with a Republican Congress, or we'll see the end of our lovely recovery.
All right. Thanks for that, Shane. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics this week, the torture report and bank regulations softened. I want to make it clear, too, what was released by the Senate Intelligence Committee was the executive summary of a report that runs to, I forget whether it's 6,000 or 8,000 pages. After a while, that number of pages begins to clog the mind in terms of just the volume of material. The executive summary itself was something like 524 pages, and that was what was released. The report itself, obviously with heavy, heavy, heavy redactions, still sitting behind closed doors. There's a bunch of editorials and commentary about the torture report since it's been out, the torture report executive summary. The Star Ledger in Newark, New Jersey gives us a little history lesson here, reminding us that before September 11th, opposing torture was a matter of national consensus. In 1984, Ronald Reagan signed the UN Convention on Torture, a tough measure that allows any signatory to prosecute torturers when the home country will not act. Al-Qaeda's attacks shattered that consensus. The public was rattled. TV shows like Fox's 24 repeatedly showed torture as an effective tool that was used only on bad guys. And our leaders at the time were unrestrained by any sense of human decency, as Cheney reminded us on Sunday. When asked about the practice of rectal feeding, a practice that would qualify as sexual assault under New Jersey law, Cheney offered the bizarre suggestion that it had medical value. When asked about the 26 detainees who were held in error, nearly one in four, he didn't flinch. Some were cases of mistaken identity. Some were wrongly named by prisoners during torture sessions. One was an intellectually challenged man who was held in hopes of pressuring his relatives to talk, according to CIA documents cited in the Senate report. Cheney's reaction, "I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective," he said. The man's moral blindness is chilling. Let's hope that Americans find their bearing soon and that we honor our own history by denouncing these tactics for what they undeniably are, torture. That from the Star Ledger in Newark, New Jersey. Your thoughts? Is it torture? Is it justified? Are there any circumstances in which it would be justified? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Dave in Fortuna. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, thank you. For the banks, accountability, for the torture, where has this country been going from the beginning, across from when they came across in the wagons? How have we gotten as far as we have been? We enjoy a lot here. What do you do to hold it? Where has it gone in the past? People are answering a call to do a job they've been asked to do, and they do the best they can. We're all Americans. And I think they're asking everybody just to, you know, think about this as their own. What would you do for somebody that was being held somewhere to keep them from the same thing happening or not?
You mean if Americans were held in similar situations?
Right. I mean, it's what they're doing is to stop this, so or to find out the information. Is there any limits on 9/11? 9/11, that's pretty much, you know, says it. The beheadings now, even after the fact, they've already showed what they're doing even afterwards. So, you know, what's the, is there an end to it? What do you do for it? I think that whatever you do is what's needed. You know, it's, they're pretty much following what's happening here. The beheading shows who they really are.
So we have to match them? Is that what you're saying? We have to be equally savage?
You know, just to stay up with what's going on. That's the type of people we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for that, Dave. Appreciate it. Ryan and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Oh, wow. sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm so concerned about the climate of fear that was created. And, you know, and hearing Dick Cheney torture himself into some kind of a shape. I mean, this is the administration that blew it on 9/11. I mean, they had all of the intel. They had all the information. Apparently, they didn't have the intelligence or the wisdom within their policies. And the fact that I think his name was Shane made the comment about this becoming policy as opposed to, you know, other things has been really the scary, slippery slope.
Not just stuff happening on the battlefield, but stuff.
Oh, my God. You know, yeah. I always image this as, you know, if somebody's coming in my door and they're trying to attack me and my family, I am perfectly within my rights to defend myself against them. But I am not within my rights moral, legally, responsibly, religiously, spiritually to torture them because of the potential that they did to me. I mean, you know, so I think that the tortured logic in the Wall Street Journal's editorial was a horrible version of this. See what they did to us in 9/11. And I'm going, you are the guys that blew it. You're the guys that didn't react to the intelligence. You're the guys that didn't keep this country safe. And then you put in policy in place that created this horrible legacy that is going to take forever for us to rebuild. I mean, when the Russians are giving us grief on our moral ground, we are in trouble. It is wrong. It is immoral. It is illegal. It is ineffective. How many things do we as a country have to step back and go, we are so sorry. We blew it. And we have to move forward on a moral, legal, ethical, religious, pick your ground. And if fear is our only driver for action, you know, we are in a world of hurt.
All right.
Thank you.
At the end. Thanks for that, Ryan. Appreciate that. We've got a little time left. If you want to join us on Vince Day, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. From the SACB, an editorial about the repeal of that one section of Dodd-Frank. The SACB writes, we don't presume to fully grasp the significance of the repeal of Section 716. We doubt that members of Congress fully understand it either. We are sure bankers and their lobbyists know its implications. The section describes swap entities, hedging, security-based swaps, derivatives, and more. The law didn't ban any of it. Masters of the Wall Street universe could have engaged in all of the above and more. But under Section 716, the taxpayers would not have been on the hook when they bet wrong, as they have in the past and surely will in the future. Once the bill is signed into law, which seems inevitable, they will be free to roll the dice again. There's a lot in here about how much money came from Citigroup's employees and political actions committees to federal campaigns for Congress. $20 million during that period in lobbying in Washington, D.C. And Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase called members of Congress urging the bill's passage. The SACB reports, our guess is the lawmakers took Dimon's call. So banks don't spend that kind of money because they're benevolent, writes the SACB. They expect a return on their investments in malleable members of Congress. And the conclusion is that they got just that. Don't forget, too, this is the Congress that was not just elected. That Congress does not actually take effect until January. So this is the lame duck Congress that passed this appropriations bill, including that repeal of Section 716 of Dodd-Frank. Always a lot to talk about on Vince Day. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.